please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty. John Kerry!
Wow.
What'd you do? What'd you do with the $6 billion man? That's what we need to know.
Wow.
Yes.
Impressive.
Welcome, everybody. Hour two. John Kerry's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We couldn't not have him back on because he's got some splaining to do.
What's up with John Kerry? He's like becoming a regular on the show now.
This week, I don't know what happened. John Kerry just showed up and he won't leave. And of course, those of you old enough to know that soundtrack, the $6 million man, it's now, of course, because of inflation at the Fed.
That's right.
The $6 billion man, and John Kerry's playing it, or he's lost them, either one.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's kind of reminds me of the Austin Powers movie where Dr. Evil goes, $6 million, and everybody looks at him like,
That's not a lot of money.
Maybe that was a lot back in the 1960s, but, you know.
Right. Yeah. It's like $6 today. All right, why John Kerry and the $6 billion fiasco, or man? Where is John Kerry and the $6 billion? Because is he not head of the State Department? Is he not the Secretary of State? Am I wrong? Am I right? Did he replace Hillary Clinton?
He is. He just flew out there to, what was it, the Ukraine, trying to take care of that situation out there?
Speaking of the Ukraine, I caught that thing on, what is it, the new Tonight Show with, who's the host again now? They replaced him.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon, that's right. I get Kimmel and Fallon confused, I'm sorry. But they had, who was the one, the running mate of John McCain a few years back? The Alaska lady.
Don't you know?
The Alaska lady that likes to shoot bears. Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
That's it.
Yeah. Shane is to the rescue today. Board on Shane
is awesome.
Man.
Yeah. I can't, you know, I was thinking about this John Kerry thing, and it just occurred to me, you know, all the people that ran for president in the last 4 years, the last 8 years. And then Sarah Palin goes on, I want to say Saturday Night Live, but it's the Tonight Show. And does this hilarious skit with Putin, played by Jimmy Fallon. And I don't know. You just got to watch it. It's really, really funny. I have to give him some props for taking the creative levels on up. And Sarah Palin did a funny job.
You know, I got to say, as far as late night shows go, Jimmy Fallon's show, I think, is pretty much the king of the hill because he really is creative and he does some really fun stuff. If you go on his YouTube channel, and I'm not getting paid by Jimmy Fallon to say this, but you go on his YouTube channel, the skits and the bits that he puts together are really creative and done really, really well. It is a lot of fun to watch.
Well, if we're talking about Jimmy Fallon and the Tonight Show, you know it's Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We let loose
a little bit. We kind of unload, and of course we're not sleepy anymore because we know how to get our sleep thanks to Dr. Frank King. And of course, remember, healthy you and Carol all, he's going to be on. Of course, barring they find a plane. But we want to get into some healing stuff here too as well. We've got some questions from you, the audience, coming through the website at robertscottbell.com. We'll get to them in a moment. But $6 billion goes missing at the State Department. Yeah, what's a billion here and a billion there among friends, right? The whole idea of diplomacy. That's what the State Department is supposed to be for. That and probably some level of spying. Well, it turns out the State Department has no idea what happened to $6 dollars it was going to use to pay its contractors.
Man, that's just it's just hard to even say that because it's such an outrageous number.
$6 billion, John Kerry.
You know, I could lose $5.
What did he say?
That is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary.
John Kerry.
Wow. Chiming in. I like that.
Yeah, I told you he was going to show up today.
Yeah.
So they had a special management alert meeting. Now, can you imagine, let's say you're a $5 million company and you have a special management alert meeting to say, we've misplaced $1 million. You know, 20%, I don't know. What? We can't find it. We were going to use it to pay. It's just gone.
A million.
Yes. Where's the oversight? It's like you taxpayers out there, you know who you are. You just keep writing those checks April 15th and be happy that... I don't know what to be happy about. Actually, there's not a whole lot to be happy about on that front. Man.
No silver lining there, huh?
I'm trying to find a silver lining to that playbook, and it ain't happening. Maybe Kerry has some better idea about what the heck is going on here, because I certainly don't know.
What's going on here?
Exactly. That's what we want to know,
now,
John.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know.
He's the Secretary of State. He has no idea what's going on.
He's the head guy. He's the head guy, and he doesn't know what's going on. So if anybody out there does know what's going on at the State Department, please let us know. If you know if Hillary Clinton has some inside track, call us up, 866-939-BELL this hour. A little bit wide open. We do have some questions coming in. One about burning mouth syndrome we're going to talk about. That's an interesting question. But we're just trying to find the $6 billion. It's like, you notice about things with all the technology and advancements we have, Western world, et cetera, we lose stuff and can't find it. Like, you know, a 777, one of the largest passenger jets, and nobody on the earth can find it.
Right.
And now $6 billion, the State Department can't find. How many other times? What did they do back in the Iraq War, the early years? They sent over pallets full of Federal Reserve notes.
Right.
Millions and millions, hundreds of millions.
Yeah, whoops, I don't know.
Does anybody
somebody put a pallet in their pocket and walked away?
Does anybody detect a pattern here?
Yeah.
And you know, they still want to criticize Rand Paul for being a little bit reticent to just give money away to Ukraine, knowing that it'll end up in Russia and Putin's pocket anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the whole thing about the Republican fiasco that it is that despite him being more politically savvy than his dad, Ron, because he's playing some games up there, you've been going, he's not as pure as Ron on the issue of freedom and Constitution. They're still, the neocon establishment of the Republican Party is still going to try and find a way. We want Jeb Bush. We need another Bush. Two Bushes was not enough. We need three Bushes. And then
we need a dynasty. We've got to have a dynasty here, right?
Right, yeah. Bring back Larry Hagman in Dallas. Is that show still on? I heard something about that was back.
You know, it came back a while ago. I don't know if it's still on TV. I never watched the original. I didn't care. Who shot JR? I really don't care.
I lost interest in Larry Hagman after I Dream of Jeannie. He was great in that.
Yeah. Boy, that's going back a ways.
Yeah, he was funny.
Did you go and watch that after you were done riding your Roman chariot to... home
not
after work?
No, I'm not that old. Come on, man. You can still catch it in reruns. And of course, Barbara Eden. They always did the who's better looking, Barbara Eden or who's the one from Bewitched, played Samantha.
Shane.
Remember that? Shane, does our board op know that one? That going back.
Oh, Shane doesn't know.
We stumped our board op.
Stumped the board op. Yes.
Well, he was on a roll till then.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's Friday here on the Robert Scott.
Barbara something.
Well, Barbara Eden was I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, no.
Right.
I'm sitting here in front of a dang computer and I'm not looking it up. What's wrong with
me? Not that it really matters, but I voted for Barbara Eden every time. Just saying.
All right, hold on. The power of Google. Elizabeth Montgomery.
That's it, Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yeah, that's it,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, we'll take your call on that. We've done all the news this week that I've been interested
in doing.
It must be Friday. It's the week.
We're
I'm so ready.
Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so ready to just sit down and watch Dr. Frank King talk about Candida with Carol Alt. That's what I want to do this weekend.
You just want to look at Carol Alt. Be honest.
Of course. She's gorgeous.
Be honest.
She's
all the
beautiful.
Pillow talk with Frank King today got you in the mood.
That's right. We did pillow talk with Frank King. honey, am I in trouble? No, she says, I'm not in trouble. I'm okay. We're okay. Well, I told him to check with his wife, too.
All right. So listen, we were just talking about the State Department.
Yes, we were.
And obviously, if they can lose $6 billion, somebody's got a few marbles missing.
Well, if they can lose $6 billion, then they've got way too much money that they're managing. I mean, let's rein it in. Like, if you gave an allowance to your kid, I don't know what the going rate is. Like, it used to be a couple of bucks a week. Now it could be 10, 15, 20. I don't know. And they lose it every time. You'd be going, no, I don't think so. But, right. But is anybody in the executive branch going to go, John Kerry, what is this mismanagement? I think we're going to cut your budget. In fact, we're going to take it all and we're going to dole it out on an as needed basis because you guys obviously can't manage your money. Let's get Ty Bollinger. He'd do a million times better in managing it. Of course, he wouldn't be giving it away to despots and dictators to buy him off either. That's another story. He's too smart for that. Or, you know, John Kerry, I'm not sure. I mean, he's an Ivy Leaguer, but I can't make heads nor tails of this.
It just doesn't make sense.
Well, we agree with John Kerry.
I guess we all agree.
We all agree with John Kerry now on that one. By the way, there is an explanation, at least one possible explanation. We have a story here linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see a lot of links. You'll see in the show notes the stories we've covered, may cover. We also have banners for our sponsors, including one for Robert's Water. This is a story tailor-made for robertswater.com, I'll tell you that. Here it is. Arsenic in the water may sap IQ, according to a study. Yeah. Arsenic. Were you under the impression that arsenic would make you smarter?
Isn't that the special ingredient they put in Gatorade? Arsenic.
Arsenic in the water makes you smarter. It does, doesn't it? I mean, clearly, up until this study, John Kerry may agree with us.
That is extraordinary.
Yeah. John's right. It is extraordinary. Could your water be making you dumber? It has arsenic in it. A new study suggests 272 Maine school children over the course of 5 years found that those whose water contained arsenic tended to have lower IQs. Now, I'm thinking that they've misplaced the study because it really happened in Washington, D.C. at the State Department.
Mm.
Seriously, what other explanation is there? How do you lose $6 billion? Can somebody tell me? How do you lose it? Can we gain, like, a percentage point of that? Gain it. We won't lose it. Can we gain that? Is that possible? Anybody? All right, we got a question from you, our loyal listener, about burning mouth syndrome coming up next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Amanda Bothell here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.97.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.44.77, $6.72.38 for a half ounce, or $3.36.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.44.77, $6.72.38, and $3.36.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are we travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, no arsenic either. You know, if we're going to do arsenic, we're going to do homeopathic arsenic, the Arsenicum album that would actually have you detoxify, actually detoxify from the arsenic that you're drinking in Washington, D.C. at the State Department. Wow, what a story. Anyway, 866-939-2355. It is a Friday, a wild Friday here on the show. And I wanted to answer another listener question. Super Don, you know, we talked about this one off the air. Have you ever heard of burning mouth syndrome before?
Burning man syndrome. I know a few people who have that one. They can't stop talking about it every year. But mouth syndrome.
Burning mouth syndrome. Okay. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this. There was a lady that called me off the air, and she was on some heavy medication. Seriously.
Indeed, this is she was.
Yeah. This is something where you have these nerve, the tingling sensation, the needling pain sensation, the sharp pain, the night. It could be any number of those things, but it never goes away. This woman, she said she was on heavy narcotics, including Klonopin.
Yeah, that's a heavy duty one too. That's no small thing.
She was on sleeping medication. She was on Tylenol 3, which I wonder would kill her liver. Yeah. And she was aware of that, but she's like, dude, I'm saying dude. She didn't say dude. She's an older lady.
That's my line.
That's your line. She said dude. She said dude. I said, wow. She said dude.
How'd
she
do that? Sweet.
No, she didn't. But she was serious. She was suffering and she was looking for help. She started using the silver hydrosol. You know, after a week, she says it hadn't really changed anything. I said, you know, that's more for immune modulation. It certainly can help heal the nerves, but we don't know what's causing your burning mouth syndrome. And it's really a great mystery. You know, many people that have this, they have no idea. What is this all about? Now, my wife, as you know, we've talked about her episode over 2 years ago. She had some dental surgery done. And after that, she came out with some trigeminal pain, trigeminal neuralgia. At one point, one of the underlings at the dental office said, well, it's maybe burning mouth syndrome. And, of course, that means we don't know what it is, but we've heard it, and some people have it. We have no idea what to do.
Right.
And listen, we struggled with it. And I told her, listen, I keep taking the silver because it's only going to nourish you. It's going to help your immune system to stay strong because when you're under that much stress from pain, you're going to deplete your immune system. So it's still good to take. But I said, after all the things that we did over the two-year span, the one thing that did the most as far as a botanical ingredient was the CBD-rich hemp oil from HempEdge PX. That was the godsend. Absolutely. I have said this on the air before. And we're actually adding that into the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, because we wanted more information on that. People were asking.
Right.
So that was the big thing. So I told her to call up to get the guys, the gang at HempEdgePX.com. By the way, the discount code is 20% off now. It's SHW44 to get 20% off. And take advantage of that. But also, you know, what I mentioned this to her about, you know, had she seen a chiropractor or a DO, somebody to adjust her because of nerve impingement issues like that. She said, no, I hadn't considered that. Would you think that would help? I said, well, you know, if you were where we were, I'd send you to David Peterson and get, you know, go to the Body Tune-Up Shop.
Body Tune-Up, absolutely.
Yeah. Because that was, along with the CBD, these were the two things that were the game changers for my wife. And so, you know, as I think about this burning mouth syndrome, and I really felt for her, I wasn't making light of her at all, the situation. But I definitely wanted her to clean that liver because of what she's been on. At the same time, sometimes it's a physiological impingement. Sometimes they say that a blood vessel is wrapped around a nerve and it's pulsating. I mean, there's any number of things. I don't have a definitive answer, but it could be dental work that damages the trigeminal nerve and it doesn't heal because there's constant irritation of it. And so we would look to utilize even homeopathic hypericum perforatum for the nerve, but even that might not be enough. So CBD and get adjusted. That's my suggestion. Anything else on that when we talked earlier that I might have missed?
No, it was just, I was just amazed. I mean, good for her that she's trying to find something non-pharmaceutical, you know, in order to try and deal with this, because obviously she's tried Klonopin, she's got on sleeping pills because she's also dealing with the insomnia, and she's on all three. Man, I just, you know, what a mess. So, you know, thank goodness that Meds PX is out there with something that will, you know, take her off of these drugs that obviously aren't working because she's seeking for another solution, you know, is not going to hurt her.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, the CBD has been an answer for so many things. Maybe it'd be the answer for the State Department when they lose their next $6 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's one of those things where you go, hey, man, universal something. And cannabidiol supporting the endocannabinoid system, doing a lot of good work. I'm just so enthralled, enthusiastic about what this is going on, what we're doing, and also the fact that we should be on a break.
Robert Scott Bell.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You think are we at the beach or something? I feel like we're already at the beach.
I wish.
I know. But for a lot of the country, they still haven't hit that beach weather yet. We're suffering under sweltering 88 degrees today.
And shut up.
Not complaining at all. Like I had something to do with it, right? I just woke up and that happened. Oh, look,
Robert. You are such a wuss. It's
look
like
what
60,
you did.
65 you, degrees and you're running for a sweater.
Well, I admit that, and I don't even blame arsenic in the water. Why? Because we have Robert's water at home, taking it all out and energizing it. So we're digging it, we're loving it, and I hope you are too. Robertswater.com. So we took care of the arsenic in the water. We still haven't found the $6 billion that John Kerry and the State Department have misplaced. We talked about burning mouth syndrome. We had Dr. King on. What could be left for us today? Are there any other stories worth talking about? You know, it's Friday. It's movie time. Do you remember that movie, A Clockwork Orange?
Classic. Years ago.
Yeah. No, I was, when I saw that, I was obviously a lot younger, you know, when it came out. But, you know, it was an intense movie. I was like, watching it, and you're like going, I don't know what I saw, but I'm not sure I liked it. But it's a classic, and in a lot of sense, had to do with violence and altering behavior. And,
right.
Dude, this picture, and if you see it in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, It looks like somebody's remaking A Clockwork Orange, except it's called A Clockwork Liberal.
When I came across this article, listen, the headline was interesting. We may or may not have covered this story, but when I saw the picture, that was... me. I was just like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me.
You could, yeah. When you were talking about this, you were like, what is this? Go see this, go see it. I finally looked at it. I was like, oh my God, is this real? There's a machine. Listen to this. As if you needed a machine to know the difference between someone who is liberal or conservative. This machine claims to be able to tell you whether you are either or. Now, I got a lot of problems with this, not the least of which is that you can find anybody that's a liberal, and you'll find something that doesn't fit with their liberal ideology, something in their belief system. And the same thing, you go to conservative, you'll find something. There's so much more than just those two. And they want to always pin it down to, you're either this or you're that. Just stop it. You're not. Yeah. I mean, whatever happened to your humanity, you're not a label like that. But again, this is the fun that happens sometimes in talk radio, other shows, more than this one. Talking about that Hegelian dialectic. We try to dissolve it, move beyond it, and then find the $6 billion for John Kerry. So the machine can tell whether you're a liberal or a conservative, and it does this, and as you see, his eyeballs are just kind of bulging out. I hope
that's
that they
weird.
Just put some eye drops in her, but they're saying that they track their eye movement, and you know they're conservative if they dwell more on something, I don't know, negative? Is that what they're trying to indicate, that conservatives are negative in this thing?
I don't know how... It doesn't seem accurate. I mean, I don't know.
It's hard to say whether this...
Yeah,
it's a negativity bias.
Yeah, negative or, just negative pictures and things that conservatives had a tendency to dwell more on the negative thing.
The negative, right. Okay, so it's a negativity bias. And of course, by the way, this is published in Mother Jones, which, you know, occasionally their articles will go, yeah, that's a great art. And other kinds will go, what were they thinking? Really? And this is one of those I'm thinking. They say that if you dwell more on negativity, you're a conservative. Is that true? I mean, I think that's the way that liberals would like to portray you, if you claim to be. I mean, you look, if you scroll down in this story, and Super Don, did you blast it out? There's the picture of the guy doing the study, a picture of him. He looks like he's on that machine. His eyes are bulging out, and he's eating. Right. I'm not kidding you. He's eating a bunch of leopard spotted worms with dirt on
them.
He's
right.
Eating worms. And so if you look at a picture like this, I'm looking at him going, I can't believe what he's eating. My eyes are drawn to the worms. And it's like, well, they say, well, Robert must be conservative then because he looked at those really gnarly looking worms.
Right.
You really? Really? Well, that's what they're going to do?
This image is, it was an image that was shown to the people wearing these contraption things that are staring into their eyeballs. And the vision they saw here of this was supposed to be a disgust evoking image. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which, yeah, I can understand. Some guy with a mouthful of worms, that's pretty disgusting.
Pretty
right?
disgusting. It's like, yeah, and the teenagers
found,
and the 10-year-olds in the audience are going to go, yeah, that's cool.
Absolutely. And what they found was people that were conservative had a tendency to dwell more on the disgusting image and dwell on that than the liberal people. I don't know.
You know what? They found out this machine wasn't really accurate. Because it didn't know what to do with a certain segment of the population they tested. They were looking at, every time they put a picture, they ended up looking at a picture of Barbara Eden. And I think those were the libertarians.
So libertarians are more into Barbara Eden.
I'm just guessing. I mean, look, I wasn't involved in the science, but after looking at that picture of worms being eaten by the guy who did the study, I'd much rather look at a picture of Barbara Eden.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right, I'm gonna have to get to you like a Barbara Eden poster for Christmas or something. You're trying to drop a hint here or something.
No, I'm not. Just blink. Can you blink for me? Come on, Jeannie. All right.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh no, wait. That was the Bewitched thing with the nose, wasn't it?
That was the nose. Yes, that's the nose.
Oh well.
That I don't know which party that is. Maybe that's the Socialist Party. If you
Why?
Look at a picture. Yeah, I don't know. It's Friday, that's why. It's Friday! Hey, we're going to the Cannabis Cup? We're really going to the Cannabis Cup.
We
got
are.
Our tickets, and Super Don and I, and we're going to be there with Hemp Edge PX and Canaway. It's going to be awesome.
We're going to be there with Brandon Vera.
Brandon
UFC
Vera.
Fighter Baron. Brandon Vera is going to be there.
Super Donnie
Don.
Super Donnie Don.
Snoop Doggy Dog. Snoop Donnie
Don. No. Super Donnie Don, according to Ty.
All right.
Yeah. Ty's bummed out because he's not going, but he's too busy doing everybody else's taxes to go. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, well. We'll get him a T-shirt.
Right. All he gets is the lousy T-shirt.
But we'll make honestly, sure it's going to be a fun event, I think. It's a highlight of the year for a lot of people that are in the marijuana community, the cannabis culture. And a lot of cool people are going to be there talking about the benefits of medicinal marijuana, the benefits of cannabidiol and CBD. Mm-hmm. People, representatives from NORML, the National Organization of the Reform of Marijuana Laws, will be there just to kind of further and try, you know, getting people to change hearts and minds, you know, about the fact that this is a plant that everybody access to, and the stigma surrounding marijuana is something that is not what people think it is. It's something
all right
intentionally.
Super Don, we have to make the shirt. We got a word from Ty. It's an order. You know, it's like don't ask questions. You just got to do it. He wants a T-shirt that says Super Don and RSV got stoned, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. The thing is, I'm so a fish out of water here because I'm the homeopath medicinal guy that loves this for what it's doing for people, but I'll probably be the only guy there that's never actually used it. You know, yes, I've eaten the CBD rich hemp oil and used that, but I'll be the only guy. I'm like, they're going to look at me and I'll be like, they'll be holding their L up to their forehead when they look at me or point at him. The other thing that could be happening is like in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, they'll know I'm not one of them. They'll go, and point at me. I'm a little nervous.
You know, you really don't have anything to worry about because the way that they've got it set up over there is in order to get into the event, you have to be 18 or older. Okay. Which makes sense.
Just made it. Okay.
But it's in Colorado, and because Colorado, just not that long ago, made it legal for recreational use, they're going to have designated smoking areas for people who will be participating in that particular activity. So as long as you don't go into those areas, you should be okay. But me being Super Don and really wanting to try and further the outreach of the Robert Scott Bell Show, I think I'm going to do some extensive interviews in those areas just to get to know the people.
Beautiful. Yes, you are. We're gonna, and I'm just teasing. I think it's great because there's a good consciousness associated with all of this, and I'm just thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled with our relationship that's growing into the community. We're helping these kids out that are dealing with seizure disorders, cancer situations, anxiety, depression, you name it, pain issues, and I am all about that. That is the mission. And speaking of Colorado, interestingly enough, you know, there was an article here. We have it linked up in the show notes somewhere about the skinniest. I don't know. It's not the skinniest cities, but the cities with the least amount of obese people. And if you were thinking that Boulder, Colorado was going to be number one, you'd be going, no way, man. They're all eating Doritos and Munchies, right? Because it's Colorado.
Right.
But no, it turns out that Boulder, Colorado, the city with the lowest incidence of obesity by far, 12.4%. And that ranks ahead of Naples, Florida at 16.5%. And then Fort Collins, Loveland, Colorado at 18.2%.
So two of the top three in Colorado where you know, you listen to some of these people that will criticize the legalization of marijuana.
Right.
What do they say? Oh, everybody's just going to become lazy
a
and
fat slob eating Doritos, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah. And they actually make two of the top three spots in the least obese places in America.
So here we know. If you want to reduce obesity in your state, you must legalize cannabis.
There you go.
There you go. Another reason.
I like it.
Weight loss,
very good.
Right?
Very good.
Yeah. What was the worst? The worst, I think, Hagerstown, Maryland, Martinsburg, West Virginia, 36.7% obesity.
No, actually, there's one more, and it's funny because in the paragraph here, they don't even name the city. It's almost like they don't want you to know. It's a tri-state metropolitan area on the Ohio River with nearly 40% obesity rate.
Wow. They don't even mention it. They definitely need cannabis there.
Yeah. The new weight loss plan.
I'm just saying. Look at this study.
Where's
this
my
study?
Acapulco gold shape
here? Acapulco?
Acapulco?
What is Acapulco?
Acapulco,
okay. I could be a strain of something I don't know. Acapulco. I don't know. It's the greatest stuff ever. Well, we'll see if we can get a shirt made of Acapulco for Ty.
Oh, stop it.
What? Oh, we have a question. I don't know if I have time to get into it. Nah, actually, maybe not. It's a vaccine thing. We'll see. Also, we're getting word that there is a response from the State Department due to our inquiries on the $6 billion that were lost by John Kerry and the State Department. Yeah. No, we're not sure that Hillary Clinton absconded with it. We don't know that for sure. But they do have a response for us, and we're going to play it when we come back from this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it up into the weekend. Right. I hope you're having a good time. I think we are we? Check it out. Put the finger up to win. Yeah, we're having a great time here. The place for Hill Freedom, Healing Liberty, and the Cannabis Cup, April 19th and 20th in Denver, Colorado. See you there.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to dull her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations. Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, taking on the State Department. And John Kerry doesn't appear to be too happy about it. They have prepared an official response to Robert Scavell, the Robert Scavell Show, and Super Don. And I think they even mentioned Shane, our board op. Shane, you should be very nervous working on this show. They know you. They know where you live now.
You're on the radar now.
Yikes.
Yeah, so Super Don, confirm this. Did they actually send this through? We've got a WAV file we can play from the State Department about the $6 billion that are missing, because we're asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, I actually did get an email from the State Department, and they had an attachment there. It's a PSA that they have put out now in response to the situation with the $6 billion missing. This is the official response from the State Department.
Who?
What?
When?
Where?
Why?
How?
Questions.
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 When I was growing up, I had so many questions.
I think that questions lead to more questions. Ignorance is bliss.
By middle school, a child's curiosity is at an all-time high.
And that's because kids like to ask questions.
We need to help them tune out.
Truth doesn't matter.
Let's just ban questions altogether.
And encourage kids to do what they're told.
To be dull and uninformed.
Listen to the voice of authority.
There are limits.
Dare to be boring.
You can't change the world.
Let's ban questions.
Be dumb. Be you.
Ban questions.
Encourage kids to obey today. Take the pledge at thejoycamp.com. We're not asking, we're telling.
Oh, man.
Joy Camp, wait
a
minute.
That was Joy Camp.
That was Joy Camp.
They snuck that in there, and we thought they were the State Department.
Those guys are clever.
How perfect was that? Don't ask questions. Be dumb. Be you. This is the way the government looks at you. Don't ask questions about the $6 billion. Nothing to see here. Sleight of hand. It didn't really exist to begin with, so how can it really be gone? You see? Wow. You see how they play it?
Gotta love those guys.
Oh, yeah. We love the Joy Camp. Anyway, great, great PSA there. John Kerry not happy with us. Clearly not happy with us. But we do have an interesting story. You know, when the scientists have too much time on their hands or too much grant money particularly.
Right.
They do. What are you chuckling about? Do you know the story already?
Oh, yeah.
I
couldn't pass this one in the morning routine here this morning when I saw it.
Are you happily disgusted? Are you happily disgusted? Happily,
well, you know, I don't know. I might be kind of fearfully angry.
What is this?
Huh?
What did he do? This guy took a bunch of pictures of himself doing different things, and he says, I've identified 15 new emotions.
New emotion categories. Now, you know, for the longest time, there's been five emotions that are generally stated as the emotions that people go through. You've got happy, sad, fearful, angry, and surprised. Well, apparently, scientists got bored with just five, and what they've done is they've come up with 15 new ones. So now you can be sadly angry, or maybe fearfully disgusted. How about sadly surprised? This almost sounds like a George Carlin
routine. Doesn't it, though? I mean, feeling glum, happy, and aroused all at the same time? You must be on drugs.
You're not just surprised, you're fearfully surprised. Maybe sadly surprised. It's insane.
In Japan, engineers are trying to create a robot. Is this the one that they got from Japan, or is this a new one? Because the one that tells you whether you're a liberal or conservative, they want it to interact with humans, so they're trying to figure out how many emotions can we fit into this thing. You know what? I'm just going to go on the record here. I, Robert Scott Bell, do not play well with robots.
No.
I don't. And those include the robots that are trying to convince me that vaccinations actually are good for you and that they work. They're all a bunch of robots, and I don't play well with them. I'm just saying.
I
play well with you. We have a good time. We have a good time each and every day, even when we have to cover some serious stories. And certainly there were some pretty intense serious stories this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not the least of which was the tragic shooting at Fort Hood. But I think we called it right, saying that it was fundamentalist, extremist, radical terrorism from within the psychiatric profession endorsed by government. But we'll do more. I've got questions on vaccines coming in. We've got some other questions that I won't be able to get to until our Sunday edition. So we're going to take a day off, I think. No one's called me to do a radio show for tomorrow. So that's cool. You work on that
hemp t-shirt. Well, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. Work on that hemp t-shirt for Ty, will you?
I will. Absolutely.
We'll see what we can do there.
Just for him.
Hey, we hope to see you in Denver. Also, remember, we got the upcoming events in July in Chicago. No, that's May in Chicago for Autism One. Then July. Well, we got so much more going on. It's the weekend. Create a great weekend, will you? And tell your friend that the power to heal is his or hers or yours. It is. We'll be back Sunday.
Scott Belcher.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School?
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.